From Tidbits on April 30th, 2012, this is Extra Bits. Interesting bits this week include news of Dropbox updates, Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference selling out in 2 hours, and a pair of staff appearances. Tanya Angst on the Tech Not Owl Live podcast, and Jeff Carlson in a Twitter interview for Peachfit Press. Dropbox enables camera and photo uploads. Dropbox updated its software to allow automatic uploading of photos when you plug in a camera or smartphone via USB or insert a memory card into a USB reader on a computer with its software installed. Adam Angst explained the features in depth last month. Dropbox increases free accounts from 2 gigabytes to as much as 5 gigabytes as you upload photos and videos. Version 1.4 is automatically installed on your computer to enable this feature. The update also lets you select any folder or file to share with others via a URL, no longer limiting such links to items in its public folder. The new link format also provides a web-based preview of many supported document and media file formats. Apple WWDC 2012 to take place June 11th through 15th in San Francisco. Apple has announced the company's annual Worldwide Developer Conference will take place from June 11th to June 15th in San Francisco. Tickets cost $1,599, that's $1,599, and sold out within the first 2 hours, much to the consternation of West Coast developers who woke up to discover they couldn't attend. Tanya Angst discusses ebooks on the Tech Not Owl Live. On the Tech Not Owl Live podcast, Take Control Editor-in-Chief Tanya Angst shared her perspective on ebook-related topics as a small publisher selling ebooks in big online venues like Apple's iBookstore and Amazon's Kindle Store. She also talked about her latest ebook, Take Control of Your iPad, recently updated to include third-generation iPad and iOS 5.1. Jeff Carlson chats about the iPad for photographers in Twitter View. Interested in learning about how an iPad can fit into your photography? Jeff Carlson engaged in a Twitter interview, on April 25th to talk about his book, The iPad for Photographers. He discussed importing photos, using the iPad as a laptop replacement while on vacation, rating and keyword tagging images, and editing photos directly on the iPad. A transcript of the interview is available if you want a crash course in working with photos on the iPad, parceled out in 140-character nuggets. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, Doxy, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.